her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
It's always so interesting to me to have conversations about the Green Bay Packers with people here at ESPN who don't cover the team or talk about the team and aren't as entrenched in the team as we are. So I'm in a production meeting yesterday, and obviously the Jair Alexander news breaks, and of course that becomes a topic that people want to know about. Why did this happen? The perception of Jair Alexander for a lot of people outside of the Green Bay insular circle is, isn't this guy like one of your best players? Isn't this guy like, you know, a two-time Pro Bowler? Isn't this guy like really, really good? Why would the Packers cut Jair Alexander? And so then you got to do that deep dive of, well, you know, here's the injury history. Well, here's some of the idiosyncrasies of Jair. Here's where the situation was at the end of the year about him, you know, saying, I don't have anything good to say when asked to talk to the media. So you'd start laying out all of those things. And the reaction to some of those things were red flag. Ooh, that's a red flag. Ooh, that behavior is a red flag. And so then we started talking about red flags, just generally speaking, right? Things that people do that you don't need to know anything else about them, and your radar goes off. Red flag. I don't know if I want to be in a relationship with this person. I don't know if I want that person representing my organization. So we're putting together a list, guys, here of human red flags. And at that list, on the top for me, number one with a bullet, is talking on your frickin' phone on speakerphone in public. If you are FaceTiming or you are speakerphoning without headphones in public, that's a major red flag for me. I don't need to know anything else about you. You could be summa cum laude of your class, and I'd be like, no, thank you. You obviously don't understand human interaction, human decency. Gabe, is that an acceptable red flag for my list?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're doing that in public, you can't be trusted. You just can't be trusted. Yeah, it might be a fine person otherwise, but you can't be trusted. I can't trust you to make good decisions or understand that there are other people in this world other than yourself.
I only got one red flag. And it kind of covers everything. It's just a blanket red flag.
What?
Don't trust people whose eyes are too close together. That's what my dad always said. Kind of covers it all. You ever heard that before?
I've heard you say it before.
You've never heard it?
Not before you have said it.
From people with wisdom. I don't have wisdom.
I'm aware.
That's why I refer to people with wisdom.
Well, speaking of people with wisdom, Joshy, I think you've got a list of things.
Have you heard that before?
No, and I'm going to move past it because I don't know what it means and I don't like the sound of it.
People's eyes are too close together. We know what people, like Jackie Onassis's eyeballs were at her temples. We know. Am I right?
Thanks for a modern reference here. One of the things right away that always sticks out is people who don't take their cart back. If you deem yourself too important, too big, your time too important to do the simple task of returning it to the corral, you're a bad person, and what you do when other people aren't watching is worth being
judged.
What about
if there's no corrals and you got to go all the way back into the
Walk
store?
Walk your ass back
no.
in. Yes.
No.
Two, you might take offense to this one, Chewy. People who treat service industry people poorly. I think if there's somebody who you view as lesser than you, that you treat as lesser than you, that says a lot about yourself.
What's TEP stand for?
It doesn't stand for what you think for. That is
yes,
it does. That is not the actual meaning of it. I believe that is something that has taken off since then. I think Jen is right on with her her playing music, like even music in public. People who just like listen to their... The fact that they have to make announcements on airplanes now, you are required to wear headphones. When did we think that wasn't
yeah,
a requirement?
That's a good point.
that seems to be pretty straightforward. Another one. What else do I got here? I got a lot going on.
How about overly aggressive drivers and really, really... How about the person that stays in the left lane?
I was about
lane
to say,
going,
the person who parks in the left lane, also somebody who cannot be trusted.
The person who parks in multiple parking stalls... I don't care how nice you think your car is. Nobody else does. It's a door ding. You can get it buffed out. You'll be fine. We'll take it over to Chewy.
We actually like that.
Right.
Yeah. Take all the spots. Use every spot. I'd actually like the spots to be smaller so we can get more cars in there.
See, now we're talking. Now we're agreeing on stuff.
I do like that Chewy just brought up his strategy of don't go to any of Chewy's establishments because you know the parking spots are going to be close together just so that they can incur some dings on the doors and then go to the body shop that's next door. That feels like a strategy that Chewy just shared with us. I will talk about the airplanes. You guys mentioned it a second ago. If you take your shoes off on an airplane, you cannot be trusted. That is a human red flag. Human red flag. Right?
If you're taking your shoes off anywhere in public other than the beach.
But what about flip-flops on a plane? It's the same thing.
Don't wear flip-flops on a plane.
I mean, I don't. But people do.
Yeah.
You sure you don't?
No, I don't.
It seems like they're... I feel like you might be like, it's a nice day.
No, because they say if something ever happens with the plane, you want shoes to get the hell out of there as quick as you can, and you can't move that well, and...
That's just thinking. I
love
it.
So let's play this out. You are going to survive the plane crash and then have shoes to get down the wing as you exit. Gotcha.
Correct.
Yeah. Better to have shoes than flip-flops in that situation, Josh.
He's running away from the plane, Tom Cruise style.
But I do have a problem with this, Jen. A huge problem with it, where girls can wear open-toed shoes into... an establishment and guys have to have closed-toed shoes. That's not fair. And there's a lot of that in Florida.
Well, I'm assuming that
a place has a closed-toe shoe policy?
For men.
I'm assuming this is a nicer.
You've never heard of that?
Is this a nicer establishment?
Yes.
Because if you go out for a fancy dinner, right? You're going out, you're paying a bunch of money, you're probably going to have, I mean, maybe not you, but most other people would have, you know, pants and a collared shirt, and they're going to wear, you know, dressier shoes with that, where for women, the dressier shoes, like I was just at the Lombardi. I was just at the Lombardi this past week for the gala. A lot of women are going to be wearing open-toed shoes because their nicer shoes are open-toed shoes. Guys are going to be wearing the dress shoes.
What if I wear the exact same shoes my wife wears? A little weird, but I do that. They're throwing me out.
The amount of money I would pay to watch you walk around in some
heels. In wedges? I don't know how you guys do that. Holy cow, like the stilettos?
Oh, man. The ankle's got to be strong.
Yeah, and balance. Yeah.
And I think, look, when it comes to human red flags, again, this came up with the Jair Alexander thing yesterday in a production meeting where some of my colleagues were saying, oh, those are red flags, sort of justifying or at least explaining why the Packers parted ways with the talented and mercurial cornerback. But I think what Joshy was mentioning was they are signs of bigger issues, right? It is not the cart not being returned to the corral. It is not the not wearing shoes on the airplane. It is what those things represent, which I think is, like, Joshy, to your point, a selfishness or I'm the center of the universe and I don't have any regard for the other people who might be orbiting in the same space that I'm orbiting in.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it's behaviors that are indicative of larger issues, and they pop up in, like, to me, I think people who are too obsessed with things from their childhood, say, you know, people in their 30s and 40s who are still obsessed with Harry Potter. It's time to move on. We got to be adults now. We got bills to pay. We can't stop worrying about wizards and wands and flying broomsticks. I think we all got to grow up.
But what's going to happen with Jair, and that's why I said 15 games, is he's going to sign a one-year deal. He's going to play outside of his mind. And the next team that signs him are a bunch of idiots because he's going to revert right back to where he was.
Luckily for Jair, there are a bunch of idiots in the league.
Yes. Yeah. You watch. That's how it'll play out. I wouldn't touch a guy like that with a 10-foot pole.
Wait, so Joshy, how do you...
800-990-3776. What were you going to ask, Joshy?
Well, how do you feel about Disney adults like Brooke Lopez?
That is the platonic ideal of somebody I judge and think, get a life, it's for kids. I know we like Brooke, but come on.
What is he like?
Like,
Disney?
Did you see
Disney. Recently, like him and his brother go to like the theme parks all the time.
A new roller coaster opened or something at one of the parks.
Oh, so...
And there was a bum rush, and it was all grown-ups.
They closed... So I found out about this over the weekend. They closed Muppet Vision 3D. I saw this, and...
I mean, that's just thinking of how adults are so into that.
Yeah, well, so yeah, like... like Peter Burns, I was doing Best Week Ever with him, and he brought it up, and I'm like, ah, sorry, man. I'm 39 years old. I don't have kids. I couldn't tell you the last time I've been to a theme park, because I'm pretty sure if I show up in a theme park, I end up on lists everywhere.
But aren't you a Star Wars dork?
I like Star Wars. I'm not dressing up to go see the movies. Like, you can go want to see the movie. Like, if there's a new Star Wars show, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to watch it. I'm not gonna dress
Where
up and bring a lightsaber.
On your meter? I mean, no one knows that James Earl Jones was in fucking Star Wars. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
I think that's the top three things people know about James Earl
Jones. No.
The only thing I will say, Joshy, is because I've been working through this since you said it, on the adults like being very invested in all those things. I don't necessarily know if that shows an inability to acquiesce to society or your sphere's needs. Like, these other things to me are a sign of not recognizing that you live in a society, that you are not the only one. I'm not sure how someone's obsession with Harry Potter or someone's obsession with Star Wars is affecting the rest of the universe in a negative way.
I think it's different. I think it's certainly more, it's not societal, as you would say. I think it's more just the way those people approach the world that might be negative. There's also another one that I think goes untalked about is the constant one-upper in a conversation.
Yeah.
That's something, when you notice that and you notice somebody has a tendency, you're like, I mean, I can't even tell the most benign story without you one-upping me. Like, I wasn't even trying to impress with that story.
Oh, you think that's cool? Right? Wait to hear this.
Yeah,
like, there's a fine line, because I think conversationally, somebody mentioned something, you mentioned something back, but when it is rapid fire and their story is always just a touch better, that's telling me about an insecurity.
Yeah, because, I mean, for example, our guy, he's got a lot of stories.
Uh-huh.
Big guy's got a lot of stories. Played in the NFL, has come across a lot of interesting people. For example, the fact that Jim Craig is your neighbor down in Tampa. Like, it's just wild. It's like a Forrest Gump type existence. So you got a lot of stories. But I don't ever feel like you're trying to top somebody else's story. You're just like, hey, this is kind of...
I've never felt that
way. Like, hey, this is kind of funny. Like, I want to tell the story.
Everyone has a blammer.
Correct.
Like, I got three of them.
Right. Well, and also
you're hiding out two other blammers?
Not everybody has a story of interacting with Reggie White. Like, you can't tell that story if you were to, like... You're not one-upping. You're telling a story people find interesting. People want to know about people like that. There's a big difference. But if I say...
But Josh,
oh,
when you hear a one-upper, right, and you're having a conversation and they pop in and then you recognize it immediately, isn't there any part of you that feels a little bad for them?
Yes.
Isn't there any part of you that, like... Because I go straight... I didn't used to do this. I used to be super annoyed. But now when I interact with somebody like that, I have that empathy where I'm like, oh... You either feel inadequate in some way, you have imposter syndrome in some way. There's like something happening here, and I kind of back off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think like all of these, they are different things you can notice in people that probably tell a bigger story. Whereas somebody who's selfish, I view different as somebody who feels like inadequate. You know, like it is still a character flaw that you're able to tell through these small things. You treat them all differently to me, I guess, is how I approach it. Like, all the things I've mentioned are unique in pretty much their own way, except for those first two being pretty similar.
Yeah, I'm a complainer. It probably drives you guys. I'm not that bad. Well, maybe. I am. Okay, I get it. After that look. Because I know Joshy at times, like, here we go.
That didn't translate on radio, but I was watching on the YouTube stream, I saw Gabe's skeptical look. And also, it was like, hey, hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself accountable here. And in that split second, Chewie was like, you know what? Actually,
but that is...
He's got self-awareness when he's being an NFL boy.
That is 1,000% football. Because in that lot, everyone complains. Everyone's miserable,
so it's
and
not
everyone
your fault.
Complains.
It's not your fault. It just wore off playing 9 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
Also,
800-990-3776.
Myself.
Oh, go ahead, Josh.
I said, as a complainer myself, I can understand where Chewie's coming from. I think most of my friends would say I complain. It's a lot of times the humor myself and the rest of the group.
Yeah.
Like, I proclaimed the other day when we were hungover that it was the worst day of my year hanging out with all these people, and it got a good laugh. I was complaining. But I was trying to
get a good chuckle.
Yeah.
Misery loves company. me and Josh.
800-990-3776. Looking for human red flags. Again, prompted by the Jair Alexander dismissal, the cutting that occurred yesterday. As I was talking to people here in Bristol about that situation, there seemed to be a misunderstanding about why the Packers might do that. And then when we started talking about some of the things that had taken place, the reaction was, oh, those are red flags. What else are some human red flags? Things that when you see people do them, you go, yeah, not great. Not sure I want that person on my team, in my circle, a relationship with them. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I guess power rankings are next. What in the world is Chew going to talk about today? Oh, wait, he told us an hour ago. We'll get to that list right after this.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's where mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, so what does that mean? Well, if you're dealing with low testosterone, mentality is the first place you need to go. Well, how do you know if you're dealing with low testosterone? Maybe you're tired, groggy, don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy that you once did. Those are all signs of low testosterone. So go to Mentality, book the appointment, lowtusa.com. Go through the process, you get a blood panel done, and within a week, you get your results back. Testosterone levels are low. Mentality can give you a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. That's what they've done for me. It's how I have the energy to be able to do this show, the stuff I do for the network, on the tee coming up later today. Because I've got that energy. Thanks to Mentality, my testosterone levels are right where they need to be. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. Lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Chewy! Jump on it!
Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.
Well, that will never not be great. Time for power rankings. What do we got today? Play the open.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, another great list. The streak continues. All I want from you, now this is tough, okay?
I do like this list.
The category is top 10 inventions that changed the world. This goes all the way back to basically the start of time to present day. And it's difficult. That's why I'll give you 15.
Wow.
To get 7.
I feel like this should be easier than we're thinking.
I've got 8 I feel pretty good about. You need the marker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, like, that was a hell of a catch. Anyone see that? Yeah. Like, I still got it.
The internet has to be on the list.
The internet is 10.
Okay.
10. Good start.
I got to think penicillin is on this list somewhere, right, guys?
It was on a different list, but it's not on this one.
Okay.
But so penicillin was actually a good guess.
I will say indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing? No, because it's not a big deal to me. So it is not on the list.
The printing press.
Ooh, I like that.
The printing press is 2. Good guess. 2.
As I sit here in Bristol, Connecticut, I got to think that the old airplane is on the list somewhere.
Airplane is 6. Airplane is 6.
Is electricity.
I'm going to say no, that is not on the list. You got to be more specific.
What do you mean I have to be more specific?
The light bulb probably.
The light bulb is on the plane. That is 7.
Okay.
What about the wheel?
Yeah, I had that.
Wheel's number 1. Very good. You guys are doing better than I thought.
I will say what about the combustion engine?
Combustion engine is 5. Another good one.
You're dominating this list.
You guys are crushing.
Did somebody already say the telephone?
That feels like a good one.
Yeah. Telephone is 8. Yeah, you guys are rocking and rolling.
Okay, can you tell us the ones
we've nailed? Not as dumb as I think you were. Huh?
What about refrigeration?
I've got it. Yeah, I've got. Whoa, refrigeration, is it on the list?
Not on the list.
Okay. So we've got wheel, printing press, combustion engine, airplane, light bulb, telephone, and internet.
Yes.
Oh, that's, we're crushing.
You're crushing. You got four wrong.
Does the,
wait, so did Joshy's guess of the nuclear bomb, did that make the list?
Or nuclear power?
Yeah, not
nuclear
on power, the list.
Oh, come on. Bad
that's
list.
Five.
What about just a gun?
Gun, not on the list.
Wow.
That's six wrong. Not like it matters.
How many outs did you give us?
I mean, we already.
I gave you eight.
He said we needed to get to seven, which we're already at.
So you got wheel one, printing press two.
We don't have three. We don't have four.
You don't have three. You don't have four. You got everything else? And you don't have nine.
We don't have nine.
You don't have nine.
I cannot believe penicillin wasn't on this list.
That was a miss.
Wild.
With something like television?
Television, not on the list.
Oh. What about... Well,
you
okay.
need one more, I think.
Well, we've got seven. You said we needed
seven. Okay.
The combine?
Nope.
The cotton gin?
Nope. you got think, like, one from way back. It actually originated.
Social studies books
it, it originated in social China. And then you have another one from the 18th century.
Is like writing or money?
No, but that was on lists before. Think exploration.
Just a boat?
The compass?
The compass, is three.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Something that we don't use. Well, I guess GPS uses it.
Yeah, we are around
the compass in years.
One's only been around for 40 years, 50 years.
Batteries?
50 nope. years.
40 or 50 years. Yeah.
So it was invented in your lifetime.
Yes.
We already
maybe.
Said the internet.
It goes hand in hand with the internet.
Computer?
Computer is nine.
Oh, I thought they would skip it with internet.
And then the last one, factories, trains, ships.
The assembly line.
Nope. Think trains.
Steel? Factory? Railroad?
Nope.
Trains, ships, factories?
Coal? The steam engine?
The steam engine.
Steam
there
engine.
You go.
Oh.
Ah, you guys did better than I thought. That was good. Thank
Interesting.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
There's
no,
a
that
lot
was
of things,
fun.
Like, I was thinking concrete at one point. Like
concrete,
said,
it was
like,
on list. Yes, I've seen that on some lists.
No, that was fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done, Jimmy.
And again,
gunpowder. Gunpowder was on some list.
Social studies.
Fire's not an invention, though. I'm sorry, that's got to be taken off.
Fire's not an invention?
No, that's an act of God.
Well,
isn't it all an act of God? Couldn't you like boil it all down to an act of God?
Yeah. He gave people credit. I think he deserves all the credit for fire. Basically,
okay. Is it just because the way it can happen via lightning?
Yes.
Okay. That's the connection we're making.
I mean, he's like me. I was spoon feeding you some of these answers. He was doing the same thing. Like electricity, probably the same thing.
What about the nuclear bomb?
I don't think he wants anything to do with that.
But it could be harnessed for great things. Nuclear power.
But it can do some bad things.
It sure can. Some real fire can do bad things, too.
True.
Being honest here.
But that's why he invented fire stations. See what I'm saying? All right, we're good.
Do you like how sometimes we just let you talk to you?
Yeah, I
you
know.
You just are like, no.
I'm excited to be back. You know?
Yeah, you're excited to be in the One Call That's All Gorilla Office Studios.
Here in October.
All right. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So much more to get to. Stick around.
For your next big event, Noble Catering has to be your first call. Southeastern Wisconsin's premier craft caterer, preferred by over 30 venues in the area. And coming in the spring of 2026, Noble's new headquarters, Brixton's Turn, a 400-person event venue located in the heart of Bayview's Harbor District. Have beverage needs for that upcoming party? Neat Beverage Catering offers mobile bartending to elevate that event. And last but certainly not least, we have the stunning Riverfront Bar inside the Associated Bank River Center. Vault, a perfect summer spot before a night out in the town or even a ball game. Featuring happy hour specials, a menu with tremendous flatbreads, and my favorite part, the raw bar. And of course, an incredible view of the Milwaukee River.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy's.
But remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky.
Yeah. Like it's, and everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Not familiar with this phenomenon, so shout out to Josh DiMaggio for bringing it to our attention. TSA warns Costco cards don't count as real IDs. I mean, A for effort, I guess. Like, in what world can you just whip out a Costco card or your gym card or any other card that may have, like, a blurry black and white picture of your face and think that that will suffice at TSA? Like, I've had people whose actual licenses, driver's license, have been denied at TSA because they're expired. And now people are trying to whip out their Costco cards? This is arrogance. I don't even know what it is. Is it Costco card arrogance?
Like, nah, I don't know if it's arrogance. It's insanity is what it is. So
they use the term real ID there because they went through that switch where you have to have like the more
star,
intense.
Yeah.
And I think what's happening is people don't have it. So then they try and produce a second form of identification. And the next best thing, I guess, would be the Costco card with your picture on it as well.
It's got your picture, yeah.
Right?
I guess that's...
That seems to be what's happening here, which, I mean, I don't mean to disparage the great people of Costco, but how would that ever work as an actual form of identification? Like, are people using it at bars?
As a backup, so if you're... If you're close to being underage or they don't believe it, a lot of times they'll say, give me another form of identification. I've seen that.
Usually that's like passport.
No. I'm saying like in a bar, if a kid's 21 and they don't trust the license, they're like, well, do you have a credit card that has this name on it or a Costco card would work?
Understood, but that's still not proving your age.
No. It's
Can we talk for a minute, too, about the quality of the old Costco card, okay? If you are watching on the YouTube stream, I'm going to flash my Costco card here, okay? I want you guys to take a look at this picture, okay? I'm just going to try to get it into the camera. Where's the camera here? Here we go. Can you guys see?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, fantastic.
Hold on. That's my nail. Hold on. Backing up. Look at that picture.
Yeah, it's very
That picture, you guys.
Yeah.
That barely looks like me, let alone using it to get on an airplane to go somewhere.
So what is acceptable at the airport? Obviously, driver's license, a valid one, and just a passport?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what you need in order to fly, yeah. And you now you even need the real ID because that started May 7th. In order to fly, you need the real ID. So if you haven't updated your ID and you haven't flown for a while, make sure you do that. Or just use your passport.
You can't use it on your phone?
No. There's nothing on your phone
IDs
you can use.
On phones?
No, I mean a picture of your driver's license on the phone.
No.
No.
Wait a minute. Did you use your Costco card at TSH?
No.
Is this you?
No, but I think you should be able to use it on your phone. Like, there's got to be an app where you're... No? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is maybe your worst take.
Why?
No, he's had worse ones.
Because you can just recreate something, not actually be you, and have a picture of it. It would be easier to forge.
I don't like carrying a wallet. I never carry a wallet.
Yeah?
Very rarely, unless I'm going out.
But you're carrying a credit card with you.
No, not necessarily. Sometimes I just
raw dog it. But you carry a wallet when you travel, when you're flying.
When I travel,
like,
I do. But I would like to put it... It's just your phone is so accessible, right?
Which is probably why they don't want
I don't like the wallet in my shorts because there's bunge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't really should bunge. Be able to just take kinda your... hangs there. It kind of, you know.
Well, yeah. Sure.
It doesn't really bunge anything.
If carrying a wallet is too much for you, are you able to do anything? It's such low expectations. My wallet is
It's a fair question.
Wallets now, the standard of them are the thin front pocket wallets. You can even put that in your back pocket.
Look at this thing.
Or
look how thin that is.
Put it on the back of their phones now, gang. They got those little sleeves that like literally
I just think there's an easier
way. To the back of your phone.
There's an easier way.
Why don't you invent an easier way?
I'm trying to get you to invent an app for me where, you need my passport. La, 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 la. There it is. You need my license? You can pay with your phone. I've seen people do it.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing here?
When did we become app developers? What about us? Looks like app people.
I use them.
He's very confident in your abilities, Joshy.
Hey, I just bring the ideas. I'm not taking them to the finish line.
He has been, ever since day one, he has been very consistent about that. He's an idea man.
Yes.
He is not the developer. Never has been, never will be.
Thank you.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and this is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report, and here's what they found. 75% of people believe it is wise to seek support, but only 27% of Americans are actually in therapy. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It impacts their families, their workplaces, and even their entire communities. So BetterHelp is trying to fix that. With over 35,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served more than 5 million people globally. Why not you next? If you find yourself in a space where you feel like you could use support, you could use a little help, BetterHelp is a great option because they try to make it as convenient as possible, guys. You can join a therapy session with just the click of a button in your home. And if you find yourself, not really getting what you need out of that therapist, the good news is you can always switch therapists. Visit BetterHelp.com/timeout and you'll get 10% off your first month of therapy. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout. We are all better with help.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's got it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Def Leppard going to be in Milwaukee next week. The legendary Rockers taking the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage next Thursday, June 19th, 7:30 p.m. Tesla is going to be opening for them. Tickets are available. Buy them at Summerfest.com and Ticketmaster outlets, or just win them right now. We've got two tickets. Caller 5, 800-990-3776. Caller 5 going to see Def Leppard and Tesla next Thursday at Summerfest. Good luck.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll this morning. Where are you on the Seinfeld scale of concern for the 2025 Packers cornerbacks? 68% of people are saying yada, yada, yada. Wow, that surprises me that it is that high. I guess in Goody we trust, huh? That's the way this is working, Gabe? In Goody we trust.
I think it's, again, I was not anticipating Jair being on this team, and there just weren't, you know, big difference-making corners you could go out and get in this year's free agent class. So it just kind of is what it is situation. I do want to update this, though, quickly, Jen, from Ashton in Sheboygan. Apparently, you can use a digital ID at 250-plus airports using a TSA-approved digital ID app or your phone's digital wallet. However, the places that Chewy most frequents, Wisconsin and Florida, are not participating states eligible for digital IDs. So digital ID and Chewy's idea does exist, just not where he lives.
You guys are too slow.
I thought that digital ID was like a facial recognition thing. I've used it before in Atlanta.
Yeah, you can use it in Georgia. Yes, that was one of the states.
The eyeball thing?
Yeah, they use a facial recognition and then compare it to either your physical ID or an ID you have in your wallet.
All right, I'm on to the next.
Yeah, you're too slow.
What a ride that was this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tausch will undoubtedly do better. They're next on 94.5 ESPN.